Bank of Cardiff, this is Lena. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm just calling about the loan and the reservation code I got.
Okay, what is your reservation code, please?
23115501006177797.
Okay, great. Just one moment. And that would be Kale Jeffrey?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. And what is the name of your business, please?
It is, we've got two businesses. It's Kale Cattle Company, and then I have an insurance business, which is under Jeff Kale.
Under Jeff Kale? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's your insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
And the second business, you said?
Kale Cattle Company.
Oh, Kale Cattle. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what would be the best number to reach you?
918-777-6477.
And is your business has another number? Like a business phone?
You use your phone for
all your businesses, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And is your business a sole proprietorship or it's a corporation or LLC? What is the classification of your business?
The sole proprietor.
Sole proprietor. Okay. And could you please verify the address for your business?
15430 North 110 Road, Okmulgee, Oklahoma, 74447.
Great. And when did you start the business or became the owner of the business? What year?
I started the insurance business about 3 years ago, and the cattle business, we're going on a year and a half.
Year and a half?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So they are two separate businesses with two separate bank accounts?
No, it's the same bank account.
Same bank account. Okay. Great. And what is the gross annual sales of your businesses, approximately at least?
We did in the insurance last year $500,000 in sales.
Okay. And in cattle business?
The cattle business, we didn't make anything.
You didn't make anything yet?
No.
I see. So both of your businesses together did like $500,000.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So what do you need funds for right now? What would you be interested in?
Everyday operations to keep, you know, hiring and, you know, some equipment for the cattle business, you know, stuff like that. Cut down on.
I see. What? Okay, let's start. From equipment, what kind of equipment do you need for your cattle business?
For the cattle business, we would need a new tractor, then a feeder that goes on back of the our side by side, and then a baler and a hay rake.
Okay, so you already been thinking about it and looking for it.
Yeah.
So you know exactly what you need to buy and where you want to buy it.
Yep.
Are you buying it new or used?
New.
New. Are you buying it from a dealer or where are you going to buy it?
It's from a dealer, from Kubota.
Okay. Do they provide financing for it?
They do, but I'd rather just have one. You know,
not
one
with them.
Loan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you try to get financing with them and they couldn't finance you or what?
Yeah.
You can be open with me because I'm your advocate here.
Yeah.
So,
no,
I've
tried. I did not get approved.
You did not get approved. So your credit is not that good, or what's the problem?
It's not. I've had some hits in the past that have caught up to me that I'm getting all paid off. Back in 2009, I got hurt and I couldn't work what I was doing at that time, and so I lost pretty much everything. So I restarted.
So you had a bankruptcy?
No, I did not file bankruptcy.
No, just was behind on your payments and stuff.
Yeah.
But are you current on all your payments?
For the most part, yes. We have a few things that we're getting caught up on.
Okay. And do you know what's the score of your credit?
I want to say middle sixes to high sixes.
Oh, okay. You know what? We probably can finance it for you. How much do you need for all what you told me?
I would say close to, 100, 150.
Yeah, I think it's doable. So we have a program where we finance equipment for up to 5 years,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes even six years, but probably 5 years would be. And we just pay to the vendor, to whoever you want us to pay to, whoever you want to buy it from. If it's a dealer, we can pay it to the dealer. Or and then you have monthly payments to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably going to be a good program, good fit for you. And all we need for that is your three monthly bank statements, first pages only, and the application which I can send you, and
mm-hmm.
the description or invoice or anything on the equipment, so we would know what you're planning to buy when we approve you.
Okay, what about with the insurance side of things, with new hirees, getting that?
Yeah, okay, that's possible too. We have another program which calls working capital, and that's the
mm-hmm.
unsecured money. In this case, we just transfer funds to your business bank account, and you can do whatever you need to do with them. Usually,
okay.
we give about 10% of your gross annual sales in this funding, and it's about $50,000 for you probably.
Okay.
We would need to see a little more documents than for equipment. It would be six bank statements, full bank statements. Do you accept credit cards in your business, in insurance business?
No. Because I'm more of a broker.
Broker. Okay, got it. So you're a broker, insurance broker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's six bank statements and 1 year business tax return, business part of tax return, and another
okay.
application. But you know
okay.
what? If you need equipment, it's better to get approved for equipment first. You can send me both documents on equipment
right.
and on working capital. But what I'll do, just to make it better for you, get you better terms on both loans, I will send first approval for your equipment, and we will
mm-hmm.
approve you for equipment. And when we get the approval for equipment and you'll get it going, then we can do the working capital.
Okay.
Our working capital loans, you get approved in like maximum 48 hours. Our equipment loans, sometimes same day, but for $100,000, it probably takes about 2 days. The funding is really quick, too. So it's a pretty simple process,
mm-hmm.
and I think it will be good for your business.
Okay, the
interest rate, see, for equipment, it starts in in single digits. And because we approve pretty much everybody, we have like 98% approval, then it's hard to say where your business is going to be qualified for
mm-hmm.
what exactly terms. I need to see your documents to have even the idea. For working capital, since it's unsecured, it's a little higher. And those loans are from 3 months to 18 months long, usually.
Okay.
It's for working capital. Mm-hmm. And okay. You want to use your working capital for, like, advertising and new hires for insurance?
Yeah.
So, see, we work with our clients, and we definitely want a long-term relationships. These loans, working capital loans, they work almost like a credit line because we pretty much always can get you more money if you need. When you pay back 50% of your loan, we usually approve you for larger amount and better terms because we already have the history of your payments. And so, and these loans are pretty flexible. We are trying to design them the way so they would fit your business.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
So when we will get an approval, we have more than 40 different programs in working capital. So I'll see on which tier of the programs you're going to be qualified and maybe even have several offers for you. We will see which one is really best for your business.
Okay.
And with equipment, again, you will send all the equipment you want and we'll see. Maybe you will not be approved for all of it. Just tell me what you need first and what you need maybe in like a couple of months. Or maybe we will approve you for everything. Again, I have to see the documents and your credit. So what would be your email address? Where should I send all this?
It is Kail, K-A-I-L, dot Jeff at yahoo.com.
Okay. So my name is Lena. It's L-E-N-A. And my extension here is 33644. I will send you this email with two applications and the two separate, actually, lists of documents I would need for working capital and for equipment. If you want to send me equipment first and then collect everything for working capital, it's fine. If you want to send everything together, it's fine, too. Okay, and when I'll get it, I'll get in touch with you, and we will see what we can do. Just do me a favor. I will send you this email. Please reply. Let me know that you received it. Okay?
Okay. I can do that.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, and I'll talk to you soon, I hope. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.